Hello, it is Monday, September 13th, and that means two things. First, the lobotomy also won a Nobel Prize, but nobody volunteers for that as like an off-label treatment anymore, and I can't figure out why. And it's time for the lighting industry news brief brought to you by Keystone Tech and their X-Fit floodlight. These come in five different wattages. They come with their mounts, two different kinds. In the box, built-in photo cells, and color select is on the box. Just pick between three. Just flip a switch. Super easy. That's what Keystone's for. Link in the description, if you please. But for the news, the RPI has met with a bipartisan policy center as well as a think tank in the form of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, highlighting recent advances in lighting technology. The Light and Health Research Center has launched a brand new circadian stimulus calculator. This is a tool that's a definite upgrade compared to the old RPI one. I've had a chance to noodle with it. I like it. The DLC is looking for help. Facility managers need to answer their survey, if you could. Get a grip on lighting. Plays host to Justin Stouch. UN Secretary General has condemned kerosene lighting on the day for clean air and blue skies. His speech highlights energy and light poverty around the world. Wesco has released their full year earnings estimates. Revenue was at $17 billion. ETIM North America has launched a cable, wire, and conduit expert group. This is a three-person team formed to be experts at cables and conduits and wire. SBF will be buying an unnamed electronics company in Germany, according to forms they filled out with the German government. The IES and the IESSA have released a joint MOU. This is the formation of sister organizations, one in North America, one in South Africa. They'll cooperate on future endeavors. DMF Lighting has announced design winners. Their first annual design awards were presented for projects and products. In legal news, an accidental death and accidental injury at an acuity facility at Tucson has prompted a civil suit and calls into safety concerns. Cree and RAB have requested separate appeals to recent ITC rulings, and the Federal Circuit Court has rejected an appeal attempt from the DMF. Their case against Elko will stand as is. IES's in-person version of the Street and Area Conference has been canceled, and the online version has been bolstered to compensate. Acuity has bailed on Lightfare. This is a memo from the president announcing their withdrawal. That came down at 3 o'clock on Friday, which is no one's supposed to read this time. I'm recording this on a Saturday afternoon. This, of course, releases on Monday morning, and I suspect by Monday evening we'll have seen at least a few other cancellations on the event. We'll do our best to keep track of this as we can. Keep an eye on Twitter. If I see things, I'll just post that on Twitter. That's at nailed.org. We also have the Arc Light Summit in Dallas previewing their next event. And Super Salon 2021 in Milan has been declared a success by attendees at the event the other day. In rep agencies, Oro has partnered with Dow, and Mercer Zimmerman has purchased AES Lighting Group, expanding into two new states that way. In recommended reading, we have five signs that it's time to replace your skylights. We have a how to calculate the right light for a room. We have getting the right lighting for outdoor entertaining. Some advice, if you can. And five questions about the trusted warranty from the NLB. In market projections, POE market will expand by 12%. We are going to see $820 billion in value for smart cities soon. Residential market will grow by 4%. Explosion-proof LEDs will hit $850 million in value by 2026. The retrofit market will grow by 5%. The SSL market will hit $74 billion in value in the next 6 years. And lighting for machine vision will grow by 8%. In R&D, Hongkik Yu has determined that people like high CRI lighting. Color tuning surveys found that CRI matters a lot more than CCT to participants. The Argonne Lab, their DOE partner, has stabilized perovskite crystals, these might be the next step forward for LED materials. And Cookmanu has built a circadian light meter. It sticks on your hat. This will be a springboard for other projects, we're sure. In IoT news, the National Grid, which is just for upstate New York, is requiring extra insurance for smart cities, $5 million in liability required. And Signify has simplified things. The Wiz line has been launched. It will still support Hue bulbs, but there's no longer split in that market. In horticultural news, Planet Farms is on track to be Europe's largest vertical farm after 3 years of work. In dark sky news, Texas Bill 1090 has cleared away a bunch of legal fiddliness that will allow more communities to pursue dark sky status. Texas will also be bringing back their Lights Out campaign as migration season returns. Same for Chicago, same for Raleigh, North Carolina, and beachfront condos in Marco Island are suing over their alleged lighting violation, saying the equipment used by the people that distributed the fine is maybe not right. More on that as that develops. Daylight savings time is bad for city-dwelling wildlife as well. We all know daylight saving is bad for all of us, including animals, also in the form of car accidents, funnily enough. And asthma gets worse at night due to circadian rhythms. In local news, five towns in New York will be upgrading their streetlights. The New York Power Authority has just upgraded the lighting at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. Miami UNU has received $5 million for upgrades. Cornell U has saved $3 million since their upgrades. And Mission Beach, San Diego is adding lighting due to recent events there. In people news, Leviton Canada has appointed David Yanowski as their manager for Eastern Regional Sales. Leviton US has promoted Don Ridenor to VP Retail Sales and Marketing. Panasonic North America has named Megan Myung-Wong Lee as chair and CEO. LA Lighting is expanding their marketing and sales teams. And Daddy Woodleaf has joined Wago in projects, hacks, and weirdness I like. The ISS plant lamp has been repurposed for a disco party. That was their Saturday night in space. You can make LED shoes, thank you to Techno Chic. And earthquake lights, a form of static electricity, the result of bits of the earth rubbing on each other real fast during an earthquake, are not a sign of the apocalypse. They're a sign of static electricity. These were observed in Guerrero after a 7.0 quake the other day. In the meantime, I've been Scott Walker. This has been the news. Thank you for listening. Keep an eye on things. Have a good week and enjoy your music. Yeah.
My lady.